Europa, an ancient myth for modern times. What are myths? My references for these definitions are Joseph Campbell, Robert Johnson, Carl Jung, Roberto Colasso, and John Perkins. All myths contain metaphors, symbolic images or phrases which suggest deep truths that are difficult to speak about in ordinary words. Truths common to all human experience which can still be applied today. They have similar themes which provide clues to the potential of human life. They are stories about the wisdom of life. Myths deal with the growth of individual from dependence through adolescence to adulthood and maturity, then how to relate this to society, and then how to relate society to the world of nature and the cosmos. Joseph Campbell says, myths are public dreams and dreams are private myths. They come from the same source and from realizations of some kind, insights that lead to expression in symbolic form. And now to Europa and the bull. The bull in myth is an attribute of Zeus, the sky god, and the supreme god in Greek mythology. Symbolically, the bull god represents the creative, driving force of nature, the masculine principle. Europa, the moon goddess, represents the contemplative, receptive, intimate force of nature, the feminine principle. They are yin and yang, the god and the goddess, the sun and the moon. Ancient symbols of opposing forces in the universe. Understand that the masculine and the feminine are not the same as male and female. They are principles or forces in nature, both of which reside in us all. When they come together in mutual respect and have equal value, a new awareness occurs, creating individual and universal harmony. To understand more fully the feminine, it attempts to discern and live according to inherent structures and patterns in nature. Be yourself more fully and now, accept yourself and experience life deeply. The masculine equivalent is analyze, understand, strive for perfection, succeed. Each is a one-sided fragment of the whole truth. I would like you to see the bull and Europa in my pictures as two parts of a whole, two parts of ourselves, two parts of humanity, two parts of an encompassing universe. I have a personal struggle with the bull of masculinity. On a daily basis, I encounter him and have to keep him in check. The desire to control, the desire to succeed, to sacrifice my quieter, softer nature, and the desire to be in the now, to the need to achieve more and more. I do not think I am alone. Many of us are seduced by ambition, achievement, and success. Our work ethic now is increasingly work harder, work longer, earn more, spend more, forfeiting quality of life in the process. Taming, one of the images in this exhibition, is about regaining the balance, overcoming the dominance of the aggressive masculine. This is demonstrated by Europa's grip on the left hand of the bull. That horn, which is the achieving, driving full steam ahead, bugger the consequences hemisphere. So she must gain her equality. We are in the midst of this epic struggle now. We are realising internationally that global warming has to be dealt with, that water is becoming a commodity, that women must be given their equal and rightful place in the world, that people the world over must have more compassion, tolerance and fairness, if we are not to become a world war on an ever-increasing basis. I completed 6 series with the Europa theme, 36 pictures in all. I brought the myth to Australia and also interpreted it digitally. I am convinced that ancient myths are relevant to modern times philosophically and artistically, and what I attempted to do was to bring together the myth and the machine, so it was accessible to those who might not see it in traditional mediums. However, I am concerned that we get sidetracked by the techniques and the technology. We are seduced by our own cleverness, forgetting that technology is only a tool and that it is the content which is most important. The Europa myth is about metamorphosis, about opposites coming together. It is about transformation. As I was developing the images on the computer, the arms of Europa became the horns of the bull. Europa's leg became the bull's leg. It is the synthesis of black and white, ancient and modern, European and Antipodean, conscious and unconscious, masculine and feminine.